Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage, where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hi, everybody. I'm Dave Weichach. I'm the host of the Real Estate Right Now podcast. And today, this one's for the home sellers out there. I want to talk about the number one thing, the most important thing that you have to think about when it comes time to sell your house, and that's setting the right price for your home. All right. The number one reason homes don't sell when they're nice homes in nice neighborhoods, it's overpricing. All right. When you overprice your home, it deters potential buyers. And because of that, they tend to stay on the market a little bit too long, and it creates the perception of it being undesirable. It's like the 40-something still hanging out in the nightclub. You know, we all know that guy or girl that, you know, is 40-something, and they've got a good job, and they're good-looking, and they got a lot of things going for them, but they never had a serious relationship. Everybody says, well, obviously there must be something wrong with that person, right? Well, the same thing goes for your house. The longer your house sits on the market, I make an argument, the less money it's actually worth, because that's a hard perception to kick. And if people think it's undesirable, it might as well be undesirable, because perception is reality in that case. So with that being said, what are the steps to setting a proper an accurate home price? Well, there's a few. It starts, I think, with understanding the market. Home buying isn't that different than any other type of sale, in that supply and demand has a huge impact on pricing. And supply and demand can vary by location and time of year and things like that. It's a pretty simple concept, right? If you want a certain style of home in a certain area, and there's very few of them, they'll be more expensive. If there's a lot of them, they'll be less expensive. I know that's an oversimplification, but supply and demand is still a key driver in home pricing. Also, economic climate matters quite a bit as well. You know, is it a good time to buy? You know, we get that question all the time, and I say it's a good time to buy if you can afford a home mortgage, and it's a good time to buy if your mortgage would be less than or similar to what you would pay in rent for the same exact house. That's how I determine if it's a good time to buy. The next thing that we look at when setting the price for your home is a CMA, or a comparative market analysis. The CMA is the best indicator of what buyers are willing to pay for a home like yours. And I get that all the time. People say, what do you think my house will sell for? And I say, well, I don't know, but here's what I can show you. I can show you these five houses that kind of look like yours. They're the same size as yours. They're in the same neighborhood as you're in. And this is what they sold for. So based on what they sold for, I have a pretty good idea of what I think yours will sell for. But you know, that's not my opinion. I'm arriving at that price based on the fact that other similar homes, right? Similar size, similar style, similar quality. This is what they sold for. So based on that, I think yours is going to sell for this price as well. So the CMA is a very useful tool. You should never list a house with someone who has not done a CMA for you. That should be at least baseline stuff that every realtor should do. Another thing that determines the price that you can ask for your home is, what are the unique features of the home? You know, what are the upgrades? What has been done? Is there a pool? Is it a beautiful in-ground pool with a great patio and an outdoor entertaining space? What about the landscaping? You know, is it professionally done? Is it well kept? Are there beautiful gardens with great exterior lighting and things like that? you know, the overall condition of the house. Is it a well cared for home? One thing that my wife and I did, and I love it, you know, we hired a professional cleaner to come into our house every other week. And I think it's some of the best money that we spend because we want to live in a clean house, but I don't want to clean it. And my wife does not want to clean it. We both work and we have our kids and it's too time consuming. But if you want to live in a clean house and you don't want to clean it, you got to pay someone to do it. So we do. But many things in our house, I'm not just saying this, but many things in our house look as good as the day we put them in there. And it's because we go along with continual upkeep. You know, is there a finished basement, an entertaining space? What about a great deck, a great patio? These are all things that can increase the price of your home. You know, what about your flooring? Is, you know, people like hardwood as opposed to carpet. When they look at kitchen countertops and vanities, people want to see solid surface, granite, quartz, something like that, as opposed to formica. Formica just does not wear well. It's just that simple. You know, when you get out on those decks, is it composite as opposed to wood? There's a lot of upkeep to wood. You're staining, you're sealing, you're doing all those things. Whereas a composite, you know, you run a power washer and it's good to go. So these are things that can impact the price for your home. And then what are the market trends? It's huge, right? Because I say this all the time. People keep telling me, you know, they're waiting for rates to come down so they can buy their house. And I tell them all the time, the fear that I have when rates come down is that prices are going to rise. Low interest rates increase buying power. And that allows for a potentially higher asking price. And it definitely increases the buyer pool when those interest rates drop because more people can now afford your home. Sometimes you just have to live in the market that you're in. Now, is your area growing or shrinking? If you're in an area that's growing rapidly and people want to live there, that's going to drive the prices up. If you're in an area that's shrinking, it's going to decrease the price that you can ask for your home. And then another thing that is very important for people, what's your proximity to jobs, to schools, to transportation, to medical facilities, if you're in an area where there's an older population. So when it comes to pricing your home, it's part art, part science, right? We look at the CMA, we do the comparative market analysis. They should take a look at, you know, your unique features of your home, and you're going to arrive at a price that you think your house can sell for. If there's one thing that I need you to understand when you're done watching this episode, you're far better to price your house too low as opposed to too high. Because if you price it too low, you're probably going to end up with multiple offers, which will simply drive the price of your house up to where it probably should have been in the first place. But if you price your home too high, you're going to deter buyers. Your house is going to sit on the market longer. And there's a chance that you may end up accepting months and months later less than market value for your home. So if you have a house to sell, price it right. It's the most important thing to think about when you're getting your house on the market. And a great house at a great price will always be desirable and it'll always sell. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.